Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Our God is still here with us, and we are available for God, and God wants to use us tonight. You know, one of the things I've come to understand is, and I will say this here to those who are listening to me tonight, our God is still a good God. There are so many issues that we are tackled with tonight. I want to get us to know that heaven is still there for us, and God wants us to know that he's still God, and God's not going to turn us loose until he's completed what he says he's going to do. And before we go, our lives will open up, but I want to talk to us tonight. God has been good to America. And I want to say some things that the cast is that you should live as a person who loves God. Your life should be holy and live before God. You should empty, see, you need to empty yourself. Willie Hunter, empty yourself. Because there's no God like our God. When God uses us, he uses us to the point where we can say, thank you, Father. Amen. And I will say this to those who are listening. Again, our God is able. He's a great God. He takes us to the next level. He brings us to a point. He says to us, we say we love him. He wants us to be gentle. He wants to be humble toward one another. He wants us to spend time in the Word. And that's one thing I usually not do, is spend a lot of time in the Word. Spending time with me, you give more of yourself to the study, questioning what you're reading. So you can say to God, Lord, I want to know more about you. Lord, hide not your face from me. Don't let your eternal glory through Jesus Christ shine on me. See, God wants us to come to him, and I say to all of us, somewhere today we have done something wrong. We said something wrong, we've done something wrong, but God is still there for us. Now it's up to us. It's up to us. And I say this, I go forward, see. We need to have the mind of God. Seek the mind. See, the Bible tells us in the book of John, it says, but seek ye, he says, seek ye first the Lord and all his understanding. But I want you to say, seek the mind of Jesus Christ, which is the mind of God. Because when you seek the mind, when you search for it diligently, you're going to find what God is saying to you. God loves you. And the question always is, you love God. You say, yeah. I said, good. Let's love God. See, I always say this to people. I always say to the Father, I love you. He said, I love you back. I said, I love you. He said, I love you too. But I love you, Lord. He said, I love you too. See, he loves us. And God is not going to let anybody. See, God is about love. And I want to tell you, so much is going to come upon us. Even me. Accidents are coming about. Circumstances are coming about. You name it, it's coming. Why is it all of a sudden is all this coming so alive? Why? Because we have not taken on the lifestyle of one who can live a life functional, holy, accepted for the Lord. Everybody's watching you. Are you watching somebody or somebody watching you? We got to live it right. And see, one thing I come to find out. See, people that are afraid of the truth can't give you the truth because they don't know the truth. A liar can't tell you no truth. A robber can't tell you no truth. A murderer can't tell you no truth. ACDC can't tell you no truth. A person who has received Jesus Christ as their Lord, and they have taken the fullness of God, and they're following it the way God has them to do. And God, see, the God we're talking about is a gracious God. He's a merciful God. And God so loves us. See, I say this to everybody. Let me just stop it right now. When we look around us, we see what is going on around us. On the West Coast, there's a young boy who's in a coma. And they're saying, she cannot live. I don't agree with that. I believe God can. God can do anything you want to do. And the other thing I would bring to understand tonight to us is this. Because God is so sure. Somebody, okay. God is so sure about his word until God brings it to a point. He says, try me and see whether or not I will do it. God wants to try him by his word. See, you take his word back to him. Jeremiah 1:12. God, you said in your word. Yeah, can you do it? God said, I can. See, Willie Hunter is just a man that loves God. I'm not here to spank, throw hot water. Do you know how to look at my own self every time I preach the word, teach the word? I have to see myself in the mirror and see myself. And one of the things I was saying earlier about the young lady in California, they had to fight to get her where she needed to go, but God got her now. He can deal with her. See, God is not going dead on us. I don't care what nobody says. God is not going dead on us. And there's a young lady in Texas, baby, a woman who's in the same position. But God wants to show his power, his authority. And people, I'm challenging you tonight to get out of your really rump, and let's talk to God in a unity of one. God wants to bless us. Well, I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, the mother of Jesus was blessed and highly favored. Come on, people, come on. Let's get down to the nuts of it all. See, most of the pastors, and I love them, but they're afraid of somebody coming and speaking because they're not preaching themselves. They're not preaching what Jesus said. Go ye therefore, and preach and teach all generations to everybody that's listening. We got more people right now. There's so many promises that God has made to the Bible to the body of Christ. Until it behooves us to go and say, okay, Lord, if I get on Twitter, somebody's there. If I get on Facebook, on blog, on Instagram, wherever I got, I want your word to go because God is charging us. And the other thing I like to say, we take notice of the weather. The weather has a definite focus for us to follow. We find more, they call it the vortex. We find all of a sudden where it's cold weather. For weeks right now in America, everything is cold. We got more states that are lying on each other. The governor up there, lieutenant governor, found out somebody put him in a trick. Probably he's in it himself. See, but you got to watch what you say. Watch who you say. I will say this to those of us who love the Lord. And I know you're calling this radio station because you got a conversation. And I want to say you something what the Bible of Luke says. Then he spake unto his disciples them, that men should always pray and lose not heart. See, a lot of men, black, white, rich, and poor, they pray, but they lose something. Why they lose? They lose their integrity to trust God. And the Bible says, always pray and not lose heart. In other words, So when you don't lose heart, you're in tune to what God wants you to do. The more you can talk God about what you want done, the more God can use you. The more you just want to sit back and say, well, ain't nobody loving me like I love them. Come on. Get your head out of the rock bottom and let's go for it. I'm opening the line of somebody who might want to say something. Amen. Good evening, beloved. Are you there? Hello,
yes.
Beloved. Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Hunter, this is our Sister Monica Hanset, and basically I've just been getting busy with doing Bible studies for the inmates in prison. I have my covering evangelist Ada Jemison. She has saw what I had did, and she said, this is so beautiful. And what she was meaning that, well, it was not so much that I am very scriptural, because I am, but because they're locked down, they're locked up in prison and everything, I made it to where it's fun. You know, learning the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, version of the Bible. I said, I'm gonna do it in a puzzle. I'm gonna do it in multiple choice, and I'm gonna do it in fill in the blank, and I'm gonna make it adventurous for them to where, when they see my Bible study coming, they want to participate in it. It's just like going to church. Hey, I'm excited about going to church. You know the live band. And I'm excited about hearing the message because I need to get out of the pit and everything. You know, this person has this and has that, and I want what they have, and I want to get it God's way. I don't want to lose my freedom, my mind, my soul, and this is how I'm showing it to them, very melancholy-like, you know, 10 to 15 questions, and it's very simple. A third grader can do it. And a lot of them don't know how to read. They don't. And if you don't know how to read, the devil has got you right there. So, therefore, while they're there in prison, we can break those shackles off their feet.
Now, I hear you saying the prison ministry. Now, when you go into the prison ministry, do they search you down or what?
I have never been inside the prison ministry to do it, but I have worked with other people, and they have been in it for over 20 years. And, yes, sometimes you have to walk in there with a plastic purse. You have to there are lots of rules and regulations being someone coming from the outside coming in, yes. Because I had a contract with the prison bookstore, and what happened was I had lost it, not because of my doing, but someone had got some stationery, slipped it in to somebody going to the prison from the outside world, and they stopped in Texas everything that was stationary paper containing going to prisons simply because one person tried to do it. So, therefore, everybody in Texas lost their income and everything. So, therefore, you know, one person is responsible for everybody. So, therefore, if you're coming inside as a human being to talk to these inmates and everything, yes, they do. Your dress code is very important, but, you know, you being in the body of Christ, that should be something that, without question, that you should look presentable for. But your purse and everything, that is, yes, because a lot of them are coming in with the radios and everything gets really monitored.
Let me ask you, do you believe in this day and time that God's going to release the prisoner?
Oh, yes. He's going to release them. Some of them got 15 years in any day, and that'll be the day. But sometimes within tears, they'll be released. It's going to happen suddenly. Some of them, they're just a prayer away. Some of them, they just need that one more church sermon. They need that right preacher that sold out. They need that white 5-4 ministry to come in there and just burn that Pharaoh. Drown that Pharaoh in their life. They're not spending enough time with Jesus Christ and the Bible, with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. They need to go in their bathroom and just pray until snot goes, get out of their, the snot falls out their nose, and they need to be specific about their prayer life. They need to get on that sin, because Clorox ain't going to take it off, because, you know, you're dealing with flesh every single day. But instead of being 3/4, it needs to be 1/16. That means you've got the double underneath your feet. Because if Jesus does not want to release you, because now you have confessed him as yours, he's a jealous God, so he's going to make sure when you get out, you're going to stay out. You're not going to even be tempted. And as a matter of fact, you're going to know when a temptation comes up against you, you're not going to move. You're going to pray it out of your life and that person on your life. Because a lot of times, even in the body of Christ, some people just don't want to see him making it. So
I wonder why. I wonder why, sister. But I'll say this here. Bless your call, bless. But one of the things, every saint, you got to know that you know. Therefore, I exhort thee, first of all, with supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks be unto all for all men. And let us believe what God can do. Amen. Amen.
He can get you out. He can get your mind out. He can get your mind out. Your flesh can stay out. You get in that Bible and you start reading it. I mean, it's just number one book at a time. You just read it repetitiously until it gets in your heart, your mind, and your soul. And you just pray. It's like, say, intimacy with you. And if you do it at the same time every day, if you just start with just one day out of a week and give him just 1 month out of your life, you're going to see something happen. You're going to see really who your friends are. You're going to see who's really for you, because he's going to show you things in the spirit that with your natural mind, when you was out there in that corner world, you thought that that was love. No, it wasn't love. It was Harry Potter. When they use you up, they don't want you no more. That's it. Yeah, that's as far as we can go. In the kingdom of God is broad. So he needs us sold out. Because after he has gotten you saved and freed you, he needs one more. He needs you to go back and free 100 people. And you're a living witness. So therefore, it'd be more believable because you got out. So, hey, we can get out too.
Well, since there are more. Is there more women or more men in prison? Hello?
From my experience, they have, it's almost about the same nationwide. I can't give you an intelligent answer. I know there's just a lot of them in California and in Texas.
And most of these people are in something that they made a mistake in time past, and they got caught doing the wrong thing, but they're paying the penalty for what they've done. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. A lot of them is drugs. Some of it is alcohol. Others of it, they were just tempted by the devil, and they just fell short of the glory. Some of them didn't have choice. A lot of them is the parents. When it comes to the women, it's their mothers. Their mothers were just hating on them. Their mothers led them to prostitution. Their mothers led them to drugs because they didn't have a peace of mind at home. And so they went out looking for it and searching for love and naturally in all the wrong places. And some of them, it was the church house. The church house turned them into that way. You know, some people, you got to show them your walk. You can't just preach it. You got to live it. You got to walk it, especially with the women. But, you know, a lot of those girls, their mothers were from the 1940s. And I try to explain to them that the devil was just busy. And you know, she did not teach you about the Bible because 9 times out of 10, she did not know how to read because back then it was against the law for women to learn how to read and write, okay, unless they came from the north and some even then didn't know how to do something. So a lot of us, we had to educate and teach ourselves. But you got to be hungry. I said you get hungry for the word of God. You will learn and you will get degrees, and it's not so much about that. It's all about being free of sin. So you ain't got to worry about watching your back. You would get a home, a roof over your head. I mean, you talk about Psalm 35:27. I mean, Jesus delights in the prosperity of his servants. But he want to make sure that we're Joseph, okay? He want to make sure that we're not Pharaoh. He want to make sure that we have Gabriel to the Bible.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would say, I know we live in a time where everybody around me getting sick. Some of the people I know getting sick. Some of us die. Some don't even have Christ on their life. So when we invoke the angels, we're calling on God. See, an angel is the most, let's say it like this, God's angel of what God has put in this earth realm between heaven and earth, to do force fighting and delivery of messages from God to us. So, somebody asked me the other day, so how you know an angel is true? I said, well, an angel is true. I said, well, let me ask you this. I still know that Jesus Christ is truth. He said, that's not a fair question. That's what it is. Because what the angel came, God created the angel first. God still loves us. And before the angels were created not to be as we are, but they were different. And they see beyond the horizon of the flesh, spiritual world, and that's where the real fight is going on. Am I right, Sister Monica?
Yes, spiritual warfare, it is. People tell you one way.
All right. Will you go? But you got your Bible?
Yes.
All right. Go to 1 Corinthians. Matthew 26:31.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 lens of angels, legions of angels?
Okay. Why does God have so many angels that he wants the angels to be there to do what they're supposed to do? Why? Here's why. Jesus said, I could have called. I could call a multitude, a legion of angels. But he didn't. We got another person online. You got a question you want to ask? Hello? Hello?
Oh, no, I don't. Hello?
Do you have a question you want to ask, person?
Oh, no. Maggie Rose, and I'm calling you.
And is this Mr. Tennessee?
Yes. I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee, about my son, Ashton Rhodes.
Well, take your time and tell everybody. Take your time and tell us what's going to happen.
Right now, we're going through, my lawyer had to get a judge to sign off on for them to subpoenaed the clinic for the medical records. They refused them to give us the medical records. So that's where my case is now.
Now, what happened? Tell everybody what happened. What happened? What happened between you and your child and you? What happened? What happened?
What you mean?
What happened to your child?
His penis got cut off in Memphis, Tennessee at Christ Community Health Clinic. And during a routine circumcision, we went in on August the 14th, and she told me that the procedure was going to take 20 minutes, and we stayed at the probably about 3 hours and 30 minutes. When she got done with him, she handed him out in the hallway to me and said that everything went well with the circumcision, and by the time I left the clinic and I went home, she asked me not to remove the bandage for 4 or 5 days. So I got my baby and we went home, and when I ain't at home, my sister looked at the circumcision, and she said that she came into the kitchen and she told me that my baby didn't have a penis. So I immediately took him to the local children's hospital, which is Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. And we went into Le Bonheur Hospital. And when we made it to Le Bonheur, they had every doctor in the hospital to come look at my baby penis. And I felt like I was violated. It wasn't any HIPAA in the hospital. It was like they weren't worrying about the fact that they cut out, you know, it was like they weren't worried about the care of my son. They was so busy, like, trying to see, you know, because they was like, we never seen nothing in history happen like this. And So they didn't take her Ashton at Le Bonheur's Hospital. They noticed that he was in a lot of pain, so they gave him codeine Tylenol 3. And I googled it on the internet. By law, a parent should not be eligible to give a 3-month-old baby Tylenol 3 without being prescribed it, you know, without being assisted by a doctor, because I could have gave my baby too much codeine Tylenol 3, and it could have killed him. So I went back to the clinic the next day with a tape recorder, and I confronted the doctor. I let her know that she was being recorded, and I was like, what happened to my baby penis? And she was like, oh, it was an honest mistake. It wasn't a cover-up. She kept saying that it was an honest mistake. It wasn't a cover-up. And she apologized. She's sorry. I have her tape record saying that she made an honest mistake on my son. It wasn't a cover-up. And I went back with the tape recorder, and I was like, well, that day inside the clinic, I was like, not my son's life you almost took, but you could have took my life. If I would have waited 4 or 5 days to remove that bandage, y'all could have said, Memphis' mom tried to cut off her baby penis, and that story would have blew up all over United States. And I was like, I could have been doing jail time, and I'm a hard-working mom. I try to do the right thing about my kids. And I'm like, you are going to frighten me as well. And she was like, and I was like, well, I was here inside the clinic, and y'all did not say anything about my son's penis getting cut off. I was like, a mistake. When a mistake made, you tell the parent right then and there that something went wrong in that child penis, or something happened to your baby. You don't wait till the next day once the parents find out about it. I was like, that was more like a cover-up than it was a mistake. And she was like, no, I promise you, it was an honest mistake. All the blood that your son lost inside the clinic, I was wondering all night if I made a mistake on your baby or not. And I was like, excuse me, you mean to tell me my son lost blood inside the clinic? And she was like, yeah, all the blood that he lost inside the clinic, we thought we was about to lose him at one point, and I'm just sorry. It was an honest mistake. I sat up all night wondering if I made a mistake on your baby or not. And I was like, you didn't tell me any of this. And I was here inside the clinic with my son yesterday, and I was like, you didn't tell me any of this. And she was like, well, it wasn't a cover-up. Whatever you need, you or your family need, don't hesitate. Come back to the clinic, and we'll get whatever you all need. And, you know, and I was like, well, I don't have no job right now. I lost my job because I had to take my baby to the doctor yesterday because all the swelling went on. And she was like, well, don't hesitate. Come back to the clinic for whatever you or your baby need. And so I left the clinic. I noticed, like, a week later, child service contacted me. No, it was, like, 2 weeks later. Child service contacted me. They was like, somebody reported that you was a bad parent, and that we need to come after they already had keyed in the system that I had a lawsuit filed, and wasn't even a lawsuit filed. And they was like, somebody keyed in the system that a lawsuit has been filed, you know, on my baby. And I haven't even talked to an attorney at the time. And so next thing I looked up, all my benefits got cut off. I still don't have Medicaid. In the state of Tennessee, all my children's benefits got cut off. My little girl have a special knee open heart surgery. They sent me a letter in the mail like a week after everything went down. When I went on the news in the state of Tennessee and publicized it, they sent me a letter saying that my baby is no longer eligible for disability They have child protective service at my house, talking about I'm a bad parent. I don't have food in my house for my kids. Someone said, but when they came out, she was like, ma'am, thank you, have a nice day. And, you know, it was something wrong with one of my baby beds. I have two small children, and she was like, well, you need to get a new baby bed for the baby. And I got the new baby bed, and she said that she was going to come back, and she never did show back up. They didn't send me out no letters or anything saying that, you know, nothing. Nothing ever happened after that. And she called my phone. She said, well, your kids got accepted for the angel tree. And I guess due to around Christmas time, I'm like, did my kids get accepted for the angel tree? And they called me back and said, oh, no, they didn't qualify in the state of Tennessee because you have a lawsuit.
Hmm.
So I don't know what else to do.
Well, you know what? I will tell you tonight. There are people out there, because I'm going to put this up tomorrow through YouTube. I will do it one more time until it gets an answer, because my heart cries out for that child. He was robbed.
But I feel like they, you know, I say it every day over and over again. I feel like I failed my son as well as my family because, you know, I never been in a situation like this without a job and can't hardly take care of them. And I always been like one of the ones, like out of all my mom's kids, I'm one of the ones that everybody lean on that, you know, very supported. And, I feel like they treat me more like it was my fault and, you know, that I did something wrong when society failed my family. And, you know, I felt like I failed my family too. You know, if I got to go through all this with a circumcision, you know, I wish that it would have never happened.
Amen. But you know what? The Bible says this in the book of Jeremiah. And tonight we're going to bring heaven and earth to record everything we said thus far. I'm concerning your son, because we're going to have heaven and earth judge. And I'm going to say to you tonight, I am standing with you, but tomorrow I'm going to do a little move forward. Now, with much prayer tonight, See, we got more Christians out there in the radio land who look at what they think, but this is an important function here. If every male is decapitated, how are they going to produce their seed to the woman who can in the future to come? Satan is using it in another attempt again. But this time, he just got caught. We got it. And I want to say to the believers out there, you either ready to get fired or go sit down. Now, I want you to stay on the line with me, because I'm going to continue to talk. What I want to say is, also out there in California, that young lady went in for a talk to get taken care of, and now they say she's brain dead. What is Satan trying to do to the particular people? What is he trying to do? Is it because the men won't stand up? Will the men who won't stand up and fight the good fight of faith? Where are the men? Where are the praying women? God has called us to a position and to a power. Owning a big church, having a good car, having a good clothes. We are held accountable for what's happening, because our brother has been disrupted, and the enemy came in attack. They hit that young lady out there in a coma. Heart still beating. Mother can tell. And some people say, oh, this ain't happening. And he was one of the most educated doctors. Has nothing but PhDs and whatever, whatever. And just saying, line backwards and forward. And so, Monica?
Yes, Dr. Hall.
Monica? Lead her in prayer.
Dr.
Keep on, have a prayer with her on the line.
Yes, I will. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you. I need the blood. I need the blood of Jesus for this young lady and her son, Father God, that you touch the heart of the judge, the jury, the DA, the medical, the attorney, for her favor, Father God, to the 100 power, Father God. You drown the serpent, the pharaoh, the butt, and the licks, Father God, that's healing herself. Everything, Father God, that the devil took for her, everything from her, and her children, even the peace of mind, Father God, restored. I mean, suddenly, Father God, underneath your blood, underneath your blood, Jesus. Young lady, what is your name?
Maggie.
Who?
Maggie Rose.
Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Heavenly Father, come to underneath the blood of Jesus, from the top of Maggie's head down to the soles of her feet, her and her kids. You touch the doctor's heart, Father God, that needs, that they can fulfill them with the proper medication. And I mean throughout eternity. They get the medical benefits that they need throughout eternity. They get the shelter that they need, Father God. And Father God, place them in a five-fold ministry, Father God, with doctors, spiritual doctors, and medical doctors, Father God. So whenever they need, Lord Jesus, they will never have to see the darkness in their heart, their mind, their body, their souls, their finances, Father God. And never again, Lord Jesus, will she have to face the jury, the judge, any crooked doctor, Father God. I need your blood, Jesus, resurrection through. Just heal what needs to be healed for her son and for her kids, Lord Jesus. She is lacking, Father God. Lead her to the scripture, Father God, that can touch, Lord Jesus, that nurse. Touch the heart of that doctor, Father God. You got just one doctor. You got to send them from Germany, Lord Jesus. Anyway, make it universal. Let the right person listen to it on YouTube. We just need one person to touch everybody else's heart, Father God. The most educated and spiritual. Spiritual first, then educated, Father God. Medical doctor, heart and brain and neurologist, Father God. They can bring healing back to herself and spiritually help her with all her medical benefits, with all every kind of benefit that she needs for her and to provide for her family. Underneath your blood, underneath your blood, Jesus, underneath your blood, grace, mercy, healing, forgiveness. And just receive it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now, isn't that something, Monica?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that something?
I mean, it's almost like it's a growing epidemic, and people don't need to be so passive with it. They need to get in contact with, get on that internet and find neurologists, whoever did that to her son. They need to get with that doctor. They need to go find other doctors. They can find the wrong in it. It was an accident. That should be acceptable. You know, there should be no accidents. They put you and they gave you that license for a reason. You cannot replace. See, what they're doing is they stopping a seed, and that's nothing but the devil. That's the first thing that ran through my mind. And my people lack because of knowledge. The only knowledge they need is that Bible, because that Bible will lead you to the right person that can say, oh, come on, we will do something with this child, and we'll have that organ growing back again. We can do this kind of medication, and they'll have it growing back again while that child is still young. They can plant that seed in them. But as of now, they stop and grow.
Well, sister, this is what I want you to do for your plea to the people out there. Give us your post office box and et cetera. What they need to do is send you some money to help you get to where you got to go to the next level. Because I want to see God become victorious in this. I want to see God become victorious. So take your time. Go ahead.
Well, I have a thing set up at PayPal, MaggieRose47@yahoo.com. That's MaggieRose47 at yahoo.com. Anything or help out. I'm not like a person that, you know, a beggar. So anything or help out. I'm in the process of trying to move in a safer place right now. I was involved in an accident. My brake lines was cut on my vehicle, so right now that's where I stand at.
The enemy is doing everything. See, the angels of God are around you. The angels of God are around you. They're around you. They done cut your brake line. Well, can you think about once your brake lines are gone? See, people, wake up. God is calling us to battle. God wants us. And I will say this to us tonight. To God be the glory. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna send you some information back, because tomorrow when I get out the line there, I'm gonna send something to CNN, because they're supposed to be prolific of truth. But I want to find out why hasn't somebody out there in Tennessee done what they're supposed to do? Where are the lawyers out there? Where are the federal judges out there? Why? Because they're trying to hold back the truth. They knew they were done
wrong. It's like more like a cover-up of, they don't want the story, like, really after. It's like a hush-hush thing. It's like basically like they just trying to keep it quiet.
But you know what? It's too late. They put that young child on the YouTube dancing and cursing, calling that baby, calling different names. You blank blank blank. You blank blank blank. I said, what kind of culture are we living in? What kind of culture are we living in? We're living in a culture where from the womb we want to murder them. We want to see the enemy is so busy trying to stop us from doing what God has called us to do until the warriors won't come on and go to fight. Tell them about owning all of this. I want to see souls get saved. When the mother womb is open, I've seen pictures where they didn't cut the head off the child. Oh, I just fell to my knees. I said, can somebody be this dirty? Yes. Satan has no mercy. He knows no mercy. And God is looking for us who can believe. We're going to pray with our sister. We're going to believe God do it. It's not because of a name. Why? I'm looking for the name of Jesus Christ to come forward. Amen. Amen. Ooh, Jesus is here.
Amen.
See, I'm living in Houston. Within this square mile we live in, we got 4.6 million people. And you know, they're trying to hide stuff down here also, but it's exposure. It's exposure. It's exposure. It's exposure. It's exposure. And I want to say to us tonight while we're on the radio, the God we serve is a great God. See, everybody say they want to do this, want to do that. No, they don't. They're lying. They don't want to do nothing. They're lying. Why haven't we come up there? Why hasn't the great Reverend Jesse Jackson came down and done something? Why weren't some of the other great names out there with MSB and why haven't they said something? Because they have an agenda they have to follow also. But we are nothing but the truth seekers. We got to release it and reveal it and hang it out there so people can see it. What if this was your child? What if this was your child or your daughter? What would you do? What would you do? Most people won't do nothing but sit back and say, well, I don't know what it's going to do. No, God said, call on me and I will answer you. God want us. And I want us to know tonight, God's going to answer our prayer. My sister, you got a brother here who believes. You got some more people out there that believe. They believe. We're going to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. You got something you want to say for your own self tonight, sister? Go ahead.
I would like to thank y'all. Hello? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I'm here, listen. Go ahead.
I would like to thank y'all for taking out the time to interview me about my son, helping me get my story out there. You know, like you said, a lot of people say they want to help, but when it's time to help, it's like everybody run the opposite way, you know. So right now I'm just at a point in my life, I don't know, like, which way to go, like, right, left, front, back.
Well, here's what I want to say to you tonight. My commitment to you, I'm going to get this YouTube uploaded, and I'm going to put it out there for the whole, but I want to get a picture. I want to find out how we get something with, and I know how to do it. I'm going to call you and tell you what all we can do, and we're going to do it, and we're going to put it out on YouTube. And I want to ask, is this what America has come to, a diabolic attempt? Is this what America's come to? We say we are a nation that loves God. We got more murderers, we got more thieves, more robbers, but yet we got a medical doctor who's been through the school system and trained to do what she should have known better. Should have known better. Why was it done? Because the enemy of darkness is there fighting against us. I mean, can you believe God is saying, who's going to do something there now? I'm saying, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go. See, the angels are watching over us. They are watching over us. It don't look like it, but they are. Because God loves us. And God don't want nothing to harm them. We look around and we see all around us in different places, in Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, we see it all up in North Carolina, we see it up in, I mean, just think about what is happening, because it's getting ready to happen, like we've never seen it before. See, the devil that was telling Jesus in the fourth chapter of Matthew, it says, and the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came down and ministered. The angels want to come down and minister us. But it's going to cost us something. We got to take a whole new attitude. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you this night for hearing the prayer, hearing the concern of my beloved sister, our children. And I know, Father, I'll be a man of standing the gap and believe. I will pray until it come to pass. I want to thank you for everything, witness of your word that has ordained us to do greater work. And I believe, Father, you want to give us the right resolution. It is through the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. For what has been done to this child was as a child has done it to the innocent. The child was innocent, Father. Forgive, Father. But we know it was the enemy. The enemy came in to destroy, but you gave us power to overcome. And because you have us on the line together, and there's such a highness going on, Father, and every night to the best of my ability, I want to make for sure, Father, that our voice is heard. And I'm asking you tonight in Jesus' name, tonight you will bless her, you will keep her, you will watch over her children. And Father, I'm asking you to give us some monetary value to help her at this hour. You said in your word, wait on the Lord and we shall be renewed. Thank you, Father. I thank you this night. Forgive us of all of our sin. Forgive us, Father. This is your child. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For my brother-in-law right now who's sick right now, but he's breathing deep. Heal his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heal him, Father. And, Father, we just take authority over the witchcrafter, the liar, to the backbiter, to the murderers. We plead the blood of Jesus because it's the blood of Jesus that's going to keep us. Jesus, you came and you said you gave your life for us, that the Father might deliver us from this evil, it's an evil world, Father. But we know we live by your grace and your love, the power of your word. And I thank you, and I adore you. I love you. Without you, nothing can happen. But, Father, because the enemy has come in according to the way he wants to come and attack this young lady, I believe tonight. And, Father, I just love you. I love you what you're doing right now. And I want to thank you. And I know right now, Father, I want to thank you very much for everything you have done for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to put on some healing scripture tonight, but I want everybody to stay on if they can. It should be on a few minutes. I just want to stay on the line, just listen. And one of the great men I know, Kenneth Copeland, a man who gave us, a man who said, look, let's trust God. God wants us to trust God. That's all God wants to do. God ain't begging us. He ain't beating us to be. Can you trust us? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And that's what God is saying to us tonight. We need to trust him. Amen. It is.
Amen.
Amen.
Healing scriptures.
From Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, the sixth chapter, the ninth through the tenth verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses.
Yo, we just beat on the wall. We can make clothes up there. He's breaking on the wall.
He hears us, whatever we ask. That we have the petitions that we desire of him. Hebrews 12, verse 15. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy 30:19-20, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26:3, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 40. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coats. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and behold of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house, certain which thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed full. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft time it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do it, how long?
Well, I want to give God the praise and the glory. We got about 10 minutes. Anybody got something that I can say tonight before we go off there? Anybody?
I've just been praying, and I just pray that all this sickness that's going on with neurology and how the devil is out there attacking them, or we're going to have to attack right back. And we got to go to school and study that neurology and get a license. If Jesus would say, hey, this is a sign. You can just say you can learn that Bible, though, because it's outside the Bible. I need y'all in the medical field. Glory be to God, let's do it. Because you can't tell me you're making accidents like that. Ain't no medical doctor have businesses making accidents like that. How many times did you do those accidents? So, I'm just getting some discouragement. Now I'm getting real angry.
Praise God.
And I
God.
Said, I
well,
get this with Jesus Christ. Because I let him handle those battles for me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to let you know tonight that God has kept his word. We've heard his word. We spoke the word. We talked to each other. We're going to keep each other in prayer until such time God keep you, okay?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. He gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he came, the spirits meant to come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, cried out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was with him. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him alive, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, He saith unto him, Will thou be made whole? Then Moses then answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 and 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation skin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was lifted up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
Well, tonight, that God has blessed us once again. And I just say to you with love, I love you, I thank God for you. Until such time, we're going to listen. We're going to give God the glory. We're going to give God the praise. Amen.
Verses 11 and 12. God wrote special miracles by the hands of Paul. so that from his body were brought up with the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you that he calls the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him in all the name of the Lord? And prayer of faith shall save the sick, the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sin, he shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and go up in the hands of the strong. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at some good time and in times matters spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, and in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of the glory and the express image of his person, and holding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty all time. He had made so much.